واذا ركع فاركعوا ولا تركعوا حتى يركع واذا قال سمع الله لمن حمده فقولوا اللهم ربنا لك الحمد واذا سجد فاسجدوا ولا تسجدوا حتى يسجد واذا صلى قائما فصلوا قياما واذا صلى قاعدا فصلوا قعودا اجمعين رواه ابو داود وهذا لفظه واصله في الصحيحين. This hadith which is reported by Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, and this hadith in the collection of Al-Imam Abu Dawood, as well as Bukhari and Muslim. And the hadith is authentic. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, indeed the Imam has been appointed to be followed in everything in the prayer. So when he utters the takbir to enter the salah, then you utter the takbir too. And do not utter takbir until he utters it. Okay, and don't make takbir before him, and if he perform ruku' or when he perform ruku' now you perform your ruku' and don't make ruku' until he make ruku'. And if he says سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ, when he raised from ruku', from the bound down position, you say اللَّهُمَّ رَبَّنَا لَكَ الْحَمْدِ. And when he makes sujood, now you make sujood. And don't prostrate until he make his prostration. And if he led you in the salah standing up, you follow him standing position, in the standing position. And if he led you in the salah sitting down, you follow him in the salah in the sitting position. Okay? So from this hadith, we see the importance and the necessity that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us the position of the Imam to be followed. You could not match him, neither you can go before him. Okay? You could not be even with him in the movements, neither you can go before him. He has to be followed. So the necessity of doing all your action in salah after the Imam. And that all your action to be done after he finish from his action. Okay? وَإِذَا سَجَدَ فَاسْجُدُوا. And if he, and when he prostrate, that means he already in prostration, now you make your prostration. So that he's supposed to be standing up. And when he already in the floor, now you follow him. Okay? And that is forbidden for the followers to be advanced from the Imam. Neither suppose for the followers to be late than the Imam. Okay? Not him being in sujood, and now you're rising up from ruku', okay? But you wait, you don't make your move until he finish his move. Now you start moving, okay? Also from this hadith, we understand that what is supposed to be done by the Imam as well as the person who's praying in his own by himself, is the saying of Sami' Allahu liman hamida. Okay? And for the followers, if you are behind the imam, if you are behind the imam, to say what? Rabbana walakal hamd. Also from this hadith, we understand that if the imam, for some reason, for illness or sickness or handicap or whatever it is, and he leads the salah sitting down, so the followers will be sitting down. Okay? Even if you are healthy, even if you are young, if the imam leading the salah in sitting down position, you will do it in sitting down position. The school of Shafi'iyya, their position that the imam and the ma'moom to say Sami' Allahu liman hamida, Rabbana wa lakal hamd. And their evidence that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, pray like you saw me praying. This is their evidence, this is their understanding. But as you saw in this hadith, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made it clear. Okay? And this is the school of Imam Abu Hanifa and Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, that the ma'moom, the follower behind the imam, he say what? Rabbana wa laka alhamd. The imam say, Sami' Allahu liman hamida, Rabbana wa laka alhamd. The follower will say only, Rabbana wa laka alhamd. If you praying by yourself, you will say, Sami' Allahu liman hamida, Rabbana wa laka alhamd. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. And the hadith, as I said, the hadith is authentic. And is this something very, very important that we have to keep eye on it and always have to learn how to practice, that we don't move until the imam finish his movements. Okay? Hadith number 321, page 145, reported by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala an, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ra'a fi ashabihi ta'akhura, faqala taqaddamu fa'tammu bi wal ya'tam bikum man ba'dakum. This hadith in the collection of Imam Muslim, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw tendency among his companions of going to the back, so he said, come forward and follow my lead and let those behind you follow you. Okay? And this also to show us the necessity or the importance of getting closer to the imam and to try to be in the first rank, if could not be the second rank. You don't wait until go and stay in the last ranks, okay? Because the more that you get closer in the first rank, that the more rewarded your prayer. And this also to teach us about the manners of Salat al-Jama'ah, that you should be concerned about catching the first rank, if you could not, will be the second. Okay? And those who will come later, they will join and follow those who in the first and the second like this. Hadith number 322, reported by Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala an, قال احتجر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حجرة منخفضة ومخصفة فصلى فيها فتتبع اليه رجال وجاءوا يصلون بصلاة الحديث وفيه افضل صلاة المرء في بيته الا المكتوبة. حديث reported by زيد ابن ثابت, may Allah be pleased with him, that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم was performing prayer in a small room inside his house. Okay, it's not at the same level of the mosque. So some of the Sahaba, they watch him and they start to follow him in the prayer. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informs them that the most excellent or the most rewarded prayer of a man is that the one who pray in his house except the obligatory prayer. Okay, so this hadith to let us know that Salat al-Jama'ah for the maktuba, the obligatory prayer, is more rewarded where in the mosque, and the Salah al-Nafila, the optional prayer, the Sunnah, is more rewarded that you pray it where? In your house. Hadith number 323, page 146, reported by Jabir, may Allah be pleased with him. قال صلى معاذ بأصحابه العشاء فطول عليهم فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أتريد أن تكون يا معاذ فتانا إذا أممت الناس فاقرأ بالشمس وضحاها وسبح اسم ربك الأعلى واقرأ باسم ربك والليل إذا يغشى. متفق عليه. The hadith is authentic in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari and Muslim, reported by Jabir, and that Mu'adh, he led his companion with Salat al-Isha, the last prayer. And Mu'adh ibn Jabal, may Allah be pleased with him, he used to go pray behind the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam the last prayer. And after this he will walk back to his town or his city and he will lead his people in Salat al-Isha. And one night that he led them and he read a long surah, and some people they were so disturbed with it, and some people they went and complained to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam about Mu'adh, because they can imagine that first he wait in the Salah of the Prophet and he pray behind the Prophet, and after this he will walk to his village or his town, okay, and after this he will lead the people in the prayer and he make a long surah, okay. So this is a long time for people be waiting, and after this he arriving there and leading them. So they complain. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said to him, do you want to be a fattan? That mean, do you want to inflict pain and hardship on the people and turn them away from the Salah and the Islam by your action, to became a cause of fitna, turning them away from the congregation prayer, okay? And he said to him that the person who lead the people, when you lead the people that read Surah Al-Shams wa Duha, or Surah Al-A'la, or Surah Al-Alaq, okay, Surah الغاشية سورة نمبر 91 or 87 96 92 that mean he's giving him example that he shouldn't go and lead them in سورة البقرة. Okay, taking 2-3 hours to finish صلاة العشاء, but you can read something which. So some people now they go to the extreme and they said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Mu'adh, read a small surah. So now they go read one verse and they go up and down very fast and very quick. This is not what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam meant, okay? That the person should take his time, but in the same time he doesn't have to recite a long surah, special in Salat al-Isha, and people been waiting for a long time and things like this. Hadith number 324 عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها في قصة صلاة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالناس وهو مريض قالت فجاء حتى جلس عن يسار أبي بكر فكان يصلي بالناس جالسا وأبو بكر قائما يقتدي أبو بكر بصلاة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ويقتدي الناس بصلاة أبي بكر متفق عليه. Okay. This hadith which reported by Aisha radiallahu anha and the hadith is a collection of Imam al-Bukhari and Muslim, and when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in his illness, that she said that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he sat on the left side of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. So he led the people in salah while he's sitting, and Abu Bakr as-Siddiq was standing up. So the Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu was led by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam while the people been led by Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. Hadith number 325 page 147 وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا أم أحدكم الناس فليخفف فإن فيهم الصغير والكبير والضعيف وذا الحاجة فإذا صلى وحده فليصلي كيف شاء. Hadith number 325 in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari as well as Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayhima, reported by Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when one of you leads the people in the prayer, let him make the salah light, that means short, that mean not to read a long surah. That is because why he should make the salah light or short, that due to the fact that among the followers, young like kids and old man that he could not stand for too long, and a weak person, okay, and zil haja, the person who have to rush, he have school, he have business, he have something, whatever, okay, he have business to take care of it, whatever this business is, okay. But if you praying for yourself, now this is up to you, you can pray for hours, okay. So this shows us that Islam teaches us mercy and consideration for others, okay. And a person have to be always try to see the surrounding and not to burden the people, okay? What is your surrounding? What is the community among you? Can they learn one verse a day? or can they learn 10 verses a day? Okay? Can they have 2 classes a week or 1 class a week? Okay? Try to live according the level of the rest of the community. Don't only think about yourself, okay? But when you're doing something in your own by yourself, now this is a different story, okay? And this is, shows us how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was concerned about the leaders of the Muslims, okay, to be considered, to consider their community, okay, and to try to feel to their weakness and their needs and their wants, okay, without breaking the rules of Islam. Alhamdulillah. Hadith number 326, page 147, reported by Amr ibn Salama, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن عمر ابن سلمة قال أبي جئتكم من عند النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حقا قال فإذا حضرت الصلاة فليؤذن أحدكم وليؤمكم أكثركم قرآنا قال فنظروا فلم يكن أحد أكثر قرآنا مني فقدموني وأنا ابن ست أو سبع سنين أو سبع سنين رواه البخاري وأبو داود والنسائي. This hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari and Abu Dawood and collection of Sunan al-Nisa'i. That Amr ibn Salama, which is the father of the narrator, say, I have came to you from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is a true prophet, okay? And he said that when the salah is in, that means the time for salah is in, let one of you call the adhan, and let the one who have most Quran, most memorization of the Quran, lead you. This is an instruction, the instruction of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that when the time for adhan, that somebody, the time for salah, that somebody calls the adhan, okay? And the second order, that the person more memorization of the Quran to lead the salah, okay? So Amr ibn Salama is say, they look among themselves to see the one who more memorization of the Quran, and I was the one. At that time I was 6 or 7 years old, okay? And I led them in the salah. Hadith number 327, reported by Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا أم القوم أقرأهم لكتاب الله تعالى فإن كانوا في القراءة سواء فأعلمهم بالسنة فإن كانوا في السنة سواء فأقدمهم هجرة فإن كانوا في الهجرة سواء فأقدمهم سلمة وفي رواية سنة ولا يؤمن الرجل الرجل في سلطانه ولا يقعد في بيته على تكرمته تكرمته إلا بإذنه رواه مسلم. حديث reported by Ibn Mas'ud and in the collection of Imam Muslim, so the hadith is authentic, no dust in it, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam given us the order about who's supposed to lead the salah. So he said, Let the one who more memorization in the Quran lead the people in the Salah. The one who recites the book of Allah most should be the Imam of the people. If they are equal in the memorization of the Quran, then the one who know more Sunnah, more hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, more knowledgeable about the Sunnah. But if they are equal in Quran and Sunnah, so they going to select the person that who more migration, okay, or the oldest in the migration, the one who went to Medina before, okay, so now he deserves to be the Imam. So if they are equal in all this, so now they go by the age, who's older in the age, okay. So Islam gives an order for leading the prayer and shows that these people have more respect in the community than others to lead these positions, okay. So, and if they are equal in memorization of the Quran, there is other categories and there is other things to be considered, okay. But there is something Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also put it there. He said that no one will lead the salah in the sultan, in the authority of a man. Okay? Let's see how he used it here. The dominion. Domain. The domain. In a prayer in his domain. Okay? No man should lead another prayer in prayer in his domain. Okay, as example. I am the Imam in the masjid here. Comes Sheikh Abdul Qadir as example, more memorization. Or Mu'min, my nephew, more memorization in Quran than me. He did not come, Sheikh Abdul Qadir or Mu'min, say, I know more Quran than you. Why? Because I am the Imam here. I am the person who have the authority in this locality. So this comes before all this other consideration. Why? Because not to break the unity of the Muslims and not to take the respect out of this person that the Muslims respect and they go by his order or his whatever it is, so not to be a conflict and disunity in the community. And also another thing that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us, that you don't sit in the place of a man in his house. Okay? When I come in your house, in the living room, some people, they have a special seat. The man of the house sits on it, okay? And this be out of respect. If you don't know that when you enter somebody's house, you don't go sit until he points you to some place and say, have a seat here, okay? Because some people, they have a special seat. Or what you call this thing that, what you call this? The recliners, okay? You don't to go, you understand, somebody's living room and the first thing you jump, you go and there, oh, this is, the sound, it feels good. This is not a respect, okay? Because this is the place for the man, the husband, the father of these children, the husband of this woman, okay? He's the man of this house. So you have to learn the adab and the discipline and the behavior when you enter the people's houses. So this is his seat. You don't sit in it. Okay? So we have to take these things in consideration, inshallah. because this Islam is so beautiful, and he teaches us about everything special about manner and respect and discipline. And this is something very important. And when Muslims, they lose this, is a big problem. Big, big problem. Okay? Yeah. And some people sometimes they say, oh brother, this is Sheikh so-and-so, he's the Imam of Islamic Center in such and such a city, and he's visiting, let him lead the Salah for us. You don't do this. You see, I am the Imam in the Masjid, you don't come, you understand, ask, you understand. So what? He can be leading the Salah there in his Islamic Center, he don't have to come take the Salah in my Islamic Center and say, oh brother, he's a visitor, let him give the khutbah. You see? Okay. Hadith number 328 ولابن ماجة من حديث جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه ولا تأمن امرأة رجلا ولا أعرابي مهاجرة ولا فاجر مؤمنة وإسناد واهن. This hadith, which is number 328, we are not going to make any comments about it. The hadith is weak, so we're going to skip it. The next hadith, which hadith number 329, وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عن أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. How much more we have in that? قال رسوا صفوفكم وقاربوا بينها وحاذوا بالأعناق. The hadith is reported by Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, and the hadith is in the collection of Imam Abu Dawood, An-Nisa'i, and Ibn Hibban, and Sunan al-Baghawi, and in Ibn Khuzayma. The hadith is authentic, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, stand close together in your rows, in your sufuf, bring them near one another, and stand neck to neck. That means keep the line straight. And this is part of the establishment of the prayer, and we should be concerned about it in the jama'at, inshallah. Hadith number 330, page 148, reported by Abu Huraira, may Allah please with him, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خَيْرُ صُفُوفِ الرِّجَالِ أَوَّلُهَا وَشَرُّهَا آخِرُهَا وَخَيْرُ صُفُوفِ النِّسَاءِ آخِرُهَا وَشَرُّهَا أَوَّلُهَا. رواه مسلم. The hadith is authentic, reported by Abu Huraira in the collection of Imam Muslim, is telling us that the best ranks for men, the best rows for men in Salah are the first. Okay? And the worst for them are what? Are the last or the latter. And the best ranks for women, the best rows of women, because they're supposed to be praying also with the men in the same musalla, is what? The latter. Okay? The one in the end, the last. And the worst is what? The worst is the first. Why? Because the more the woman come closer to the man, this is the worst. This is what is make it worse. The more the women stay away from men, this is the best. And the more the man stay away from the woman, this is the best. And this in Salah, can you imagine out of Salah? Now this in Salah, and in Salah you are not going to look behind you, you are not going to talk with the sisters, but still still, can you imagine if this in Salah, how we supposed to be out in Salah? Out of the Salah, we supposed to try to be more distant from women. In a place, in talking, in everything, to the best of our ability. To the best of our ability. Page 149, hadith number 331, reported by Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, qal, sallaytu ma'a rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ذات ليلة فقمت عن يساره فأخذ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم برأسي من ورائي فجعلني عن يمينه. متفق عليه. The hadith reported by Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, and the hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari as well Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayhima, that Ibn Abbas, he was young, he doesn't know, okay, he doesn't know better. So the son of Ibn Abbas, he went and he saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam making salah, so he stood beside him, and this was nafila, optional prayer, okay, night prayer. So he stood in his left side, so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam pulled him from his neck and he brought him to his right side. And this to teach us that, walaikum salam, that the two people pray beside each other. And the follower will be beside the imam, not little bit behind him. Okay? Not little bit behind him. He brought him to his right side. So when two brothers praying, they pray what? Beside each other. And the one who leading the salah will be in the left, and the follower will be what? On the right beside him. Okay? Hadith number 332, page 149, reported by Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, and in the collection of al-Bukhari and Muslim, and this version is the version of Imam al-Bukhari. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم فقمت أنا ويتيم خلفه وأم سليم خلفنا. So he said that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was praying, so me and the orphan had prayed behind the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and أم سليم behind us. Okay, so this is showed the position, where is the imam in jama'ah, and this jama'ah collected from men and children and women, that the imam in the front, the two or the three or more behind him, and a woman or women will be behind the men, and this is the order of the jama'ah how to stand. حديث نمبر 333 وعن أبي بكر أنه انتهى إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وراكع فراكع قبل أن يصل إلى الصف ثم مشى إلى الصف وذكر ذلك للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال له النبي زادك الله حرصا ولا تعد. رواه البخاري وزاد أبو داود فيه فركع دون الصف ثم مشى إلى الصف. This hadith that Abu بكر different from Abu Bakr. Okay, Abu بكر when he arrived to the mosque, he found the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم already in down position in ruku'. He was so concerned about catching the jama'ah and getting the reward. So, right away, as soon he entered the mosque, he said, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, and went in ruku', and after this he started walking while he's in down position. Okay, until he reached the row, the rows of the salah or the rank. And after this he mentioned this to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for him by saying, زادك الله حرصا. May Allah increase your eagerness, your concern about catching the blessings, okay? And don't repeat. And now the scholars, they are different about this don't repeat, what it's supposed to mean. Some they understood don't repeat the salah, that means your salah is acceptable, is good, is okay. And some they understand don't repeat that, don't repeat this action again. Okay? And inshallah, don't repeat the salah. Okay? And Allah knows best. Okay? So if the person enter and the imam in ruku', he can say Allahu Akbar, and after this he would say Allahu Akbar and go to ruku', and he walk until he reach the rank, and he will count this a rak'ah. I'm going to have to speed a little bit. How much? 15. This hadith number 334 وعن وابصة ابن معبد رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رأى رجلا يصلي خلف الصف وحده فأمره أن يعيد الصلاة. ذات رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. This hadith reported by وابصة, and the hadith in the collection of Tirmidhi as well as Ibn Hibban and Abu Dawood and Ahmad. And the hadith is authentic that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he saw Iman praying behind the rank by himself. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he ordered him to make his salah over. Okay? Because you are not supposed to pray behind the rank, especially if there is a room for you to enter. Okay? If there is a room to enter and you go pray by yourself, now there is no salah for you, and you have to make your salah over. The next hadith, which hadith by Talq, لا صلاة لمنفرد خلف الصف. Okay, the hadith that there is no prayer for the person who pray behind the rank, the hadith is authentic, but the completion or the other version, hadith Wabisa, أَلَا دَخَلْتَ مَعْهُمْ, why you did not enter in the rank or pull iman to make rank with you, this is weak. Okay, he say, and At-Tabarani added to the narration of Wabisa, why did not join them or pull back iman, this narration is weak. You are not supposed to take somebody from the rank. You can enter the rank, or you can go sit, you can go pray on the right side of the imam. And if you could not find any way, so now you can pray behind the line, although you be by yourself. Other scholars said you wait until somebody else come, or you wait until the salah is over. But inshallah, if the person try to come in the line and there's no space, he will go and pray in the right side of the imam. If he could not reach the imam and there's no place for him, he will pray behind the line, even if he by himself, أن لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها, and Allah knows best. حديث نمبر 335 by أبو هريرة, إذا سمعتم الإقامة فامشوا إلى الصلاة وعليكم السكينة والوقار. That it teaching us the manner of going to the Salah, that when you hear the Iqama, walk, don't hasten, don't run, okay, and have respect and dignity for the prayer. Whatever you catch from the Salah, perform. Whatever you miss, this complete after the Imam. Hadith number, the hadith is authentic. Hadith number 336. وعن أبي بن كعب رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة الرجل مع الرجل أزكى من صلاتي وحده, وصلاة مع الرجلين أزكى من صلاتي مع الرجل, وما كان أكثر فهو أحب إلى الله تبارك وتعالى. That you pray two people together is better than praying by yourself. Three people will be much better than two. The more people praying, the more reward and more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the hadith is authentic. The next hadith, عن أم ورقة رضي الله تعالى عنها, أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أمرها أن تؤم أهل دارها. Okay, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, this hadith in the collection of Imam Abu Dawood, and the hadith is Hassan, that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم permit أم ورقة to lead her people, okay, her family, in Salah in her house, not in the masjid. A woman could not lead men. And some scholars, and I think Shawkani, if I'm not mistaken, Imam Shawkani, said she can lead her boys as example, okay, or even if her husband doesn't know Quran, she know better Quran than him, she can lead him as long as these people are mahram for her. But she could not lead any other men. Okay? She could not lead any other men which they can marry her. Okay? But her brother, her son, her husband. And this is the opinion of Imam Shawkani, while other people understood that she only lead the people of of her family, not include the men, and Allah knows best. Okay. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم استخلف ابن أم مكتوم يا أم الناس وهو أعمى. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم left ابن أم مكتوم to lead the people as his deputy or behind him. And this is hadith Hassan, and shows you the permissibility of the blind man leading the Salah. That is nothing wrong with it. Okay? The next hadith, number 339, page 152. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صلوا على من قال لا إله إلا الله, وصلوا خلف من قال لا إله إلا الله. The hadith is weak, so we're going to leave it alone. And the last hadith in the chapter, hadith number 340, page 152, reported by Ali ibn Abi Talib رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أتى أحدكم الصلاة والإمام على حال فليصنع كما يصنع الإمام. And the hadith is weak, and by this, alhamdulillah, we finish Salat al-Jama'ah according what is in the book of Bulugh al-Maram. Although inshallah the intention that later on that we talk about Salat al-Jama'ah, because there is many things else that we would like to talk about Salat al-Jama'ah. As example, we like to talk about, can the women go for Jama'ah in the masjid? How the Jama'ah can be when you consider that you catch the Jama'ah? What is the condition for Jama'ah? Okay, and when is can be Jama'ah between Imam and Ma'moom? As example, if a person could not see the Imam, he could not hear the Imam, okay, except by a loud speaker, will this consider Jama'ah or no? Okay, can a person sitting lead a person standing, and if a person standing can lead a person who's sitting, okay? Can a person who have tayammum lead a person who have wudu, and a person who have wudu, can he lead a person who have tayammum? A person who pray in fard, obligatory prayer, can he lead a person in optional prayer? Okay? All this other things that related to Salat al-Jama'ah. Where is the Imam supposed, no. We already spoke about where is the Imam supposed to stand. And what are things that dislike during Jama'ah, as example, to pray between the pillars, to have ranks between the pillars. You have pillars in the, we call it pillars. Okay. What kind of reasons that makes a person not to attend the Jama'ah? As example, if it's rain, although you're living beside the masjid, okay? And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say to the muadzin that when he calls the adhan in, during the rain, he will say, Sallu fi rihalikum, sallu fi rihal. That means pray in your houses, okay? So this excuses also for not to attend the Jama'ah. Can we repeat the Jama'ah if the Imam already led the Salah and the Salah is over and other people came later on? Can they make another Jama'ah? So there is other things